This time, I'm not telling you the story. Because I have someone special here. She's a young French girl who speaks lovely English. Her name is Mathilde, and she can't wait to tell you the story about Mrs. Green's pet.
Mrs. Green was called Mrs. Green, not because she was colored green, but because that was her name. You can't have green people, can you? If people were green, you would think they were a pea and would pop them in a pot and cook them. And you can't go around cooking people. So, it is just as well Mrs. Green was only called Mrs. Green because that was her mummy and daddy's name. Mrs. Green wanted a dog. She wanted a dog she could stroke and pat and take for walks and talk to when she was lonely. But, and this was the problem, she did not know what sort of dog she wanted. Did she want a big dog that barked when strangers arrived and protected her house? Did she want a little dog that she could carry easily, that barked when strangers arrived and then hid inside her blouse? Or did she want a middle-sized dog that barked when the strangers arrived and then ran up her skirt? On her way to the pet shop, Mrs. Green had to cross the park, but she didn't get across it. Suddenly, half away, she stopped and stared, surprise making her eyes open so wide, the man standing next to her got ready to catch them in case they popped out. At the edge of the path was a notice: no dogs allowed. If she bought a dog, where was she going to take it for a walk? And when she passed the supermarket, there on the door was another sign: no dogs allowed. Even at the underground station was another sign: no dogs allowed. This was serious. Nobody wanted dogs anywhere. So Mrs. Green decided she would not buy a dog and would buy another pet instead. I bet you an ice lolly stick you'll never get one Mrs. Green bought as a pet. If I tell you she saw her future pet in the park, does that help? If she saw it swimming in a pond in the park, does that help even more? If she saw it swimming in a pond in the park and heard it squeaking, even your big toe would know what she had bought. Yes, a duck. You see, if there were ducks in the park, then she would be able to take the dog for a walk in there. And as there wasn't a no ducks allowed sign on the supermarket or on the underground, she could take the duck shopping and also for a ride on the train. Carefully selecting a nice color and lead, she took her duck home and spent a happy evening stroking and talking to her duck. And as a special treat, she filled her bath with water and let the duck sleep in it. The next morning, bright and early, she took her duck for a walk in the park. The park keeper looked with surprise as Mrs. Green led her duck down the edge of the pond, but he did not say anything, as he did not have a no duck allowed sign in his park. Then something terrible happened. No, Mrs. Green did not fall in the pond. That would not be terrible. That would be funny. The duck suddenly wriggled its neck, shook its head, and slipped out of the collar. Mrs. Green stared in amazement at the empty collar. But, and this is the sad part, when she looked up, her dog had vanished. It had swum over to all the other dogs on the pond. As ducks all looked the same, Mrs. Green could not know which dog belonged to her. The park keeper could not help. He was paid to look after parks, not ducks. So it was a very sad Mrs. Green who walked slowly home, dragging her empty coloring lead behind her. Now, we have to guess what was the next pet Mrs. Green bought. If I tell you the pet had a round, small head, does that help? If I tell you it had wings and could fly and was colored gray and cooed, you should know straight away. Yes, Mrs. Green bought a pigeon. She tied a very fine thread to one of its legs and let it live on her windowsill, where it waddled up and down and cooed all day because it was so happy. But Mrs. Green wasn't happy. She had a pet she could not take for walks and one that was driving her mad with its cooing. Furious at all the trouble her pigeon was causing, Mrs. Green went into the kitchen and picked up a big knife, ran back to the pigeon, then raised the knife above her head. Now you will never guess what Mrs. Green did. She killed the pigeon! No, she didn't. Mrs. Green is too nice to kill anything. She brought the knife down and swoosh, cut the thread off the pigeon's leg. Now the pigeon was even happier as it flew off. Now it could coo everywhere and annoy everyone. Mrs. Green sat down and thought very hard. What sort of pet could she take for walks in the park and into shops and onto trains? In the pet shop, Mrs. Green looked at the animals. They all looked so nice and happy she wanted to buy everyone, especially the dogs, and especially one little furry puppy that came running across and jumped up into her arms. "He's called Henry," said the manager of the pet shop. "He's the nicest pet in the whole shop." Before she knew what she was doing, Mrs. Green wiped out her credit card and bought the puppy. She could not bear to leave the little bundle behind. But the "No Dogs Allowed" sign was still there. Mrs. Green could not take her little dog anywhere. Then, one day, Mrs. Green saw a picture in the travel magazine. Three times, she looked at the picture, each time grinning a little more, until on the third time, she gave a whoop and clapped her hands in the air. Now she could take her dog in the park, and shops, and on trains. First, she went to the art shop and bought a box of modeling clay. Then she went to the DIY shop and bought a pot of paint the same color as her dog and length of twine. I bet you can't guess what Mrs. Green was about to do. First, she made two little mounds of modeling clay that she painted with the dog color paint. Then she attached the little mounds to one dog, one behind its neck and the other one in front of its tail. Then, and this is the exciting part, she took the dog for a walk in the park. The park keeper was furious. "You can't bring dog here," she shouted. "I haven't got a dog," said Mrs. Green. "What's that?" yelled the park keeper. "It's my baby camel." Now we all know camels have two bumps on their back, like the camels in the picture Mrs. Green saw. And the park keeper knew dogs do not have two humps on their backs, and even though it looked like a dog to him, he had to stand aside and let Mrs. Green pass, because there was no sign that said, "Camels not allowed." And it was the same in the supermarket and on the train. Even though the managers scratched their head and when they saw the two humps, Mrs. Green was so happy and so pleased with the way her idea worked. She was seriously thinking about getting another dog. But then, of course, she had to make two more humps.